This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Deanna White of Flexjet. Flexjet isn't what Flexjet used to be. Flexjet is out on its own, no longer in the comfortable fold of Bombardier. What does that mean in terms of opportunity and excitement going forward, Deanna?
Well, definitely we had the pleasure of being owned by Bombardier as our parent for 18 years. And when I talked to the employees at the announcement day, I used the analogy of a 18-year-old leaving the nest, going away to college, all of that same anxiety but excitement of what the future holds for them. And there's a big future for Flexjet. Bombardier's core business is manufacturing of aircraft and trains. Our business is a private aviation service industry. It's not their core. This is a great opportunity for us to work with a group of investors whose sole focus is the business that we do. Flexjet is a very well-run company. It's doing very well. And it's great for us to have a group of investors who are investing capital dollars in our organization, the large aircraft orders that we've recently made. We're also having such a great year this year that we've returned to hiring. So we're out hiring crew, hiring operations folks to keep up with our demand. We're seeing a increase in our fleet, our revenue-generating fleet, for the first time since the downturn. So it's really exciting at Flexjet, and it's exciting to be a part of growing again. I'm very proud of the organization for how well it handled the challenges that were presented to us during the downturn. So it's really exciting now to be a part of the growth mode.
Okay, so the same day that that Flexjet goes out on its own, it orders 245 airplanes worth more than $5 billion. What does that say about Flexjet's confidence in the industry that it's in?
We're very confident from what we're seeing. We've seen since the Dow hit 15,000 that high net worth individuals and corporations are starting to open their wallets again dipping into flying again. And it's exciting because we're not just seeing it for personal use, but for business. About 60% of our flying is for business. And private flying is a great business tool. It allows you to get to three different business engagements all in the same day. As businesses are expanding, as businesses are starting to spool up again, you see people getting back to doing business, and our service is a great business tool for them to be able to do that. You know, we're looking, part of our order that we made is a refleeting as opposed to incremental growth. There's a part that's growth and a part that's refleeting. In our industry, many of the players did not take any new inductions of new aircraft over the downturn. We were the only one that actually took some, though a smaller number. And we, prior to the downturn, had an average age of 4 years for our aircraft, and today it's an average age of 6. So with this order, we're trying to move back to a much younger fleet. We are the premium aviation provider, and so with that comes having the most modern technology, the newest fleet, the youngest fleet for our customers.
What has changed about the market since the downturn? Are the customers different? Are they different people? Are they different entities? Or is it just back to same old, same old?
The customers aren't different, but the market has definitely changed since the downturn. With the downturn, people became more astute as far as what it costs to own an aircraft and the capital investment required, and the asset value risk that you take there. So what you've seen is a number of products that have come into play, more products that don't require the capital investment. So a deviation from the traditional fractional model. We have seen 15% of our business during the downturn was actually jet cards or leases. now today 30% of our business is at, and we believe that it's moving. I believe in the future it'll be more like 50-50. So what FlexJet has is we're a broad product offering. We offer the traditional fractional model, which is requires you to purchase the capital asset, and it's a longer term, 3 to 5 year commitment. We also offer debit card models where you can, our entry point is $100,000 you put down, and you can have access to fly on any of our fleet as you draw down on that prepaid balance, and you can replenish it as you need. A less sticky, longer term product, but slightly higher rates than you'd get if you were a committed fractional customer. And we're also seeing leasing happening. So we're seeing folks with the fractional model leasing the aircraft as opposed to purchasing it. So what all that change in the market has to keep up with the market as a player there, you have to be able to have all the right products to offer, and then you also have to be able to finance part of the fleet yourselves. The traditional fractional model has the owners and the customers owning the fleet that you're flying. With these new products, a provider like ourselves has to now own more of the fleet. So now you're talking about the winning the game is going to be on the balance sheet for companies to be successful, to be able to finance the fleet and offer the right products to their customers to satisfy the change in the market.
Okay, now that you're no longer part of Bombardier, does that free you to sample the market yourself and look for other airframers to supply your aircraft?
Well, the $5 billion order we just made is obviously testament to the great Bombardier products they have, and they fit right within our strategy from being the higher-end luxury bespoke jets. However, we have no obligation to Bombardier as an OEM in the future, and we can entertain other OEMs for any of the type of purchases we make. However, we have a great strategic partnership with Bombardier. We manage their largest fleet. We are their largest customer, so that strategic partnership will continue even though they are not our parent.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA 2013 in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.